Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Motivators, culture shifters, what is going on? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, serial entrepreneur, TEDx speaker, and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. I'm glad that you decided to join us today. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to spend this time with us as you're driving around in your car, as you're getting in a workout, whatever you might be doing. We're glad to have you here. And this is the last episode of our first series. This was the Mental Health Awareness Month series. This is part four, and today, as we've already discussed, talking about various different things involved in the realm of mental illness, but today we're focusing on 13 mental health benefits of exercise, because we talked about how you can go about finding a counselor, we talked about depression, and we talked about other topics, and now it's time to help you get those positive benefits of exercise specifically for your mental health. But before we get into that, we have to take a moment and just mention our sponsor. We want to shout out JCI Creatives. If you want your photos to scream 1,000 words, and if you want your groom on wedding day to cry his eyes out, you have to make sure to book JCI Creatives, because they don't promise. However, there's an asterisk in the clause that if you book him for your photographer for your wedding day, then somehow the groom just cries. I don't know. That's not my business. Hey, that's, you know, JCI Creatives. So brand responsibly and be sure to go to JCICreatives.com or just download their app, JCI Creatives. Put a space in between there, and then you'll pull the app up. You can see his portfolio. You can see previous work he's done. Also, you can contact him and book him right there just through the app. They make it really convenient. So JCI Creatives, brand responsibly. Now we're going to transition into our review of the week. The first review of the week comes from Dancing Beauty, and she said, "Thank you for being such a great role model for the youth, especially the young men. Don't stop. Keep going. You're definitely on to something. I love the podcast." Well, we thank you, Miss Dancing Beauty. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support and the encouragement as well, because young men and young women alike need encouragement. They need information. And that's our goal here at the Speak Your Success Podcast, to provide information, to provide inspiration, but ultimately life application. And also, we have one more review, and this one is from Miss Adeze Alanu, and it reads, "Love, love, love. Not enough positivity and motivation like this happens. Keep it going. Absolutely great," said Miss Alanu. We appreciate the love, Miss Alanu. We appreciate the support. Now, friends, if you would like to connect with us on social media, we have Twitter handles, we have Facebook handles, we have Instagram. Just type in SYS Podcast 1, and then you'll be able to pull us up on all of those handles. Or if you're on Twitter and you want to join in the conversation, use the hashtag SYSP. All righty. Now we're going to go ahead and just get into the meat and give you what you came for today. We're gonna go straight down the list of the 13 health benefits of exercise. The first one you might be familiar with, and I'm gonna say this before I get into the rest of them. You might be familiar with a couple, but some might be new to you. So I would encourage you just to take a moment, just continue to ride, continue to listen, because you might be able to pass this information on to somebody else, and you can add value into their lives. So the first one would be reducing stress. You know, taking a walk or even heading to the gym for a quick workout. This is the most common benefit. This is the most common benefit of exercise, is stress relief. Working up a stress can help you manage physical and mental stress, which a lot of us pick up just through our daily activities, going to work, you know, interacting with our significant other, going to school, whatever that thing might be. And exercise also increases our concentration of neophrine, a chemical that can help moderate the brain's response to stress. So getting in that exercise helps us respond better to stress as well. And I know that's something that I can benefit from at times, because sometimes when life gets heavy on you, you don't know how to respond, you don't know how to react. But if you got that exercise in, that'll help you loosen up, that'll help you sweat it out, and then you'll better be able to handle and assess that stress. Number two, it helps boost happy chemicals. I don't know about you. I can use a few happy chemicals in my life. Because running a few miles, you know, on the treadmill, taking that time to just really relax in the AC, indoors, running on the treadmill, I'd suggest. Because if you get that in indoors, then this exercise helps release endorphins, which help create the feelings of happiness and that euphoria. Studies have even gone on to show that exercise can help alleviate symptoms among the clinically depressed, which I know is huge because we talked about depression on the first part of this Mental Health Awareness Month series. And then ultimately, doctors even recommend for some people suffering from depression or anxiety or just having that feeling of blah to get in the gym, get that sweat on and get that Friday feeling off you to boost those happy chemicals. We got to boost those happy chemicals so we feel that freedom. We feel relieved. We feel so much better than we started with whatever that thing was on our back. Get it off. Get it off. Now, number three, we're talking about improving self-confidence. A little boost in self-confidence never hurt nobody. Just on a very basic level, physical fitness can boost self-esteem and improve a positive self-image, regardless of weight, size, gender, or age. Exercise can quickly elevate a person's perception of his or her attractiveness. That's self-worth. I'm going to have to say I definitely can agree with this one because I know sometimes after I work out and then you see yourself after you work out, like the cuts and, you know, you see like a little extra muscle that you didn't see before. And then you just feel better. You're like, man, look at me. I look pretty cool right now. But then after, you know, the workout, the past, then you're like, oh, man, I shrunk. But then if you just keep staying consistent with that workout regimen, then you'll keep continuing to boost your self-confidence. But then don't allow yourself to get cocky now because nobody likes that. It's about to be summertime. So, hey, none of that cockiness. Cut that out. We don't like that. Number four, enjoy the great outdoors. For an extra boost of self-love, take that workout outside. Exercising in the great outdoors can increase self-esteem even more. Some people might do some things like rock climbing. Others might hike. Some people might rent a canoe or even take a jog in the park. I don't know which one is your choice, but please choose one because enjoy the great outdoors. It's summertime. And then even take that time to soak up some heat. Take that time to soak up the sun because vitamin D is acquired through you taking the time to soak up the sun. Yep. Ring the alarm, because I think that's huge for us to understand that soaking up the sun. Of course, we have to put on sunscreen. Don't forget that. But when you soak up the sun, this gives us that vitamin D, and this also can lessen the likelihood of experiencing depressive symptoms. Huge, huge, huge. Number five, prevent cognitive decline. We all know that people typically say the older you get, your mind's the first thing to go. And this is true because your brain shrinks and your bones shrink and your body shrinks. All those things happen just as, you know, aging and degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's kill off brain cells and the noggin actually shrinks. So understanding that, losing many important brain functions in the process. So how do we try to counter this? How can we counter this? We can counter this by working out, especially between the ages of 25 and 45, because that boosts the chemicals in our brain that supports and prevents degeneration among the hippocampus. And that's the part of the brain that helps you as far as with memory and also with learning. Because typically, you know, when you get to the age of after 45-ish, that's when really, you know, Alzheimer's kicks in sometimes. And depending on various other things, that your memory begins to be affected. But it shows us once again that working out is huge because it helps with the chemicals in the brain and support us preventing that. So let's remember, friends, exercising is not just to help you look good, it's to help you feel good. But then also we're talking about memory and we're talking about other things like number six, alleviating anxiety. Who would have thought? Pop quiz, which is better at relieving anxiety? A warm bubble bath or a 20-minute jog? I don't know about you. When I looked at it, I definitely said a warm bubble bath because I was the biggest fan of bubble baths growing up. I always had to run a bubble bath. And then when I got a little older, I realized when you run a bubble bath and you like wash yourself, then you're sitting in a tub full of dirt. So then I stopped taking baths. I started to realize that I'm grown up now, so now I should definitely start taking showers. However, it says, according to this article from the Huffington Post, that you'll be surprised at the answer. The warm and fuzzy chemicals are released during and after an exercise can help people with anxiety disorders. Not that bubble bath, but getting out there and getting a jog, because that really helps you flush out those chemicals. It helps you get the body going. It gets the people going. Get the people going. Because hopping on a treadmill for some, you know, moderate to high intensity aerobic exercise, this helps you reduce anxiety sensitivity. I don't know about you, but I definitely can use a little bit of anxiety sensitivity release. Okay. And also burning some calories. Why not burn some calories? It's about to be summertime. I guess if you want to burn calories, if you don't, then don't. Live your best life. Be you. Unapologetically, be you. Number 7, it helps boost brain power. Various studies that they've done on mice and men have shown that cardiovascular exercise can create new brain cells and improve overall brain performance. They say a tough workout increases levels of brain-derived protein known as BDNF within the body. And that's believed to help with decision-making, also higher thinking and learning. Ring the alarm. Number 8, this is another alarm ringer. It helps you sharpen your memory. Regular physical activity boosts memory and the ability to learn new things. However, getting sweaty increases production of cells in the hippocampus. It's sounding like a trend right now. It's really sounding like a trend. And this also is responsible for memory and learning. The hippocampus, memory and learning. For this reason, research has linked children's brain development with levels of physical fitness. How about that, recess? Take that one, okay? But exercise-based brain power isn't just for kids alike. We also need to understand that if we're not even playing Red Rover, maybe if we're going out there playing Ultimate Frisbee, maybe golf, whatever it can be, working out can boost memory among grown-ups. Hello. So don't just tell your kids to go out and play. Go out and play with them. Don't just push your kids and send them to the park. Go out and walk around. Number nine. It helps control addiction. The brain releases dopamine, right? Dopamine is seen as the reward chemical in some responses to any form of pleasure, be it exercise, be it sex, drugs, alcohol, or even food. Unfortunately, some people become addicted to dopamine and depend on the substances that it produces, like drugs or alcohol, and more rarely even food or sex. On the bright side, however, exercise can help in addiction recovery. Short exercise sessions can also effectively distract drug or alcohol addicts, making them deprioritize the cravings, at least in the short term. I think that's powerful because oftentimes a lot of people, or we might know somebody who has been affected by addiction, or we might directly be affected by addiction, and just seeing that it curbs or it at least distracts an individual long enough to help them focus on something else besides what they're addicted to or what their current desire or craving is. And then if they just create the habit for working out when they get a craving to do XYZ, then potentially this could help them in this area not only become more physically fit, healthier, but then also potentially eliminating this craving or this addiction. That's so powerful. Man. All right, we're almost done. Now, 10 is it helps increase relaxation. Have any of you ever had that time where you got off from work and then just passed out? Right, you're just tired, you're exhausted. Or better yet, you got through working out and you passed out because you said, man, that was an amazing workout. And then you were just so tired and drained that it just caused you to lay out and just, I've been there too many times. And I wake up and I smell myself. I'm like, man, this is not a good look. I gotta take a shower now. Yeah. For some, a moderate workout can be the equivalent of a sleeping pill, even for people with insomnia. So if you're having trouble sleeping at night and you're staying up counting those sheep, take the time and get in a workout, not necessarily right before you go to bed, but moving around 5 to 6 hours before bedtime raises the body's core temperature, right? And then when the body's temperature drops back to normal a few hours later, it signals the body, letting you know it's time to go night night. Time to take that nap. So just remember that. Remember that if you're having trouble sleeping, having insomnia throughout your week, try getting in a workout, squeezing in a workout, and seeing if that affects your sleep results, seeing if that helps you get better sleep or more sleep. Number 11, you get more done. Research has shown that workers who take time for exercise on a regular basis are more productive and have more energy than their more sedentary peers. So if you're sitting in your cubicle all day, having lunch in your cubicle, having coffee in your cubicle, working in your cubicle, and you never take the time to get out, maybe do a workout or maybe a gym session during lunchtime in the middle of the day, you know, finding time to squeeze it in. Experts say that they believe that midday is the ideal time for a workout due to the body's circadian rhythms. Just like we were talking about before, if you find time to squeeze one in, you take the body's core temperature up and then it drops. It's like, okay, time to go night night. And then boom, you get that great sleep, A1 sleep. Something to keep in mind. Number 12, it taps into creativity. A tough gym session can boost creativity up to 2 hours afterwards. So you get in a good session at the gym and you come home and you're like, man, this is a great idea. I have a wonderful idea right now. I don't know where it came from. However, I'm about to take action on this great idea and implement it within my business. I'm not saying that's how it's going to happen, but there's potential that it could, because it said on the stats in this Huffington Post article that it helps you tap into your creativity. So next time you need a boost of creative thinking, hit the trails one time. Go to the gym, rep out some weights on the bench press, do some curls. Go run up and down the court, get some cardio in. Or run to refresh the body and the brain at the same time. Kill two birds with one stone. And number 13, inspire others. You know we're all about this one at the Speak Your Success podcast. It's all about inspiring others, serving others, empowering others, and equipping others. Whether it's a pickup game at the gym, soccer, group class, or even taking the time to just walk around the track. I don't know what you do. Maybe run with a friend. Exercise rarely happens in that bubble. You know, sometimes we just don't do it. We don't feel like doing it. However, studies show that most people perform better on aerobic tests when paired up with the workout buddy. Have you ever had somebody, hey, can you mind spotting me? Hey, you want to work out? Because this way, when you're working out with somebody, then you encourage them just by being present. And also, nobody wants to be embarrassed when they're working out. So therefore, working out with somebody who is a good friend or working out with somebody who's a close family member, you want to do your best. And also, you don't want to be the one who is lagging in the group. So therefore, you're motivated, you're more so driven, more so determined. It's just that good old-fashioned competition. It's that good old-fashioned competition. And nothing's wrong with a little competition, right? I don't think so. In fact, being a part of a team is so powerful that it can actually raise athletes' tolerance for pain. Even fitness beginners can inspire each other to push harder during a sweat session. So find a workout buddy and get moving. Because it helps you gain confidence, helps you get out of funks, it helps you even think smarter. Some motivations take time for exercise on a regular basis. Take time for exercise on a regular basis. One more time. Take time for exercise on a regular basis because it then equips you to live your best life, being physically fit, being mentally sharp, and also just being on your P's and Q's, ready to move. All right. So let's get some workouts in this week, friends. Let's at least try to start small. Just get your steps in, and then from there, you know, begin to raise the bar on what you do. Maybe start doing a slight jog. Maybe go to the gym 2 times out of a week, a couple weeks later, you know. Now we're going to transition, and just one moment for station identification. We want you to chime in with us. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear what your thoughts are on the show. We want to hear if you're taking in some of these steps, if you're taking in some of this application, if you're taking the information and the content that's being shared and implementing it into your life. And if you're seeing success or you're seeing growth, we would love to hear that. We would love to shout you out. We would love to put you on our Instagram page, because the goal here is to help you grow as we all grow. I'm growing with you, right beside you. And the goal is for us to be our best selves. Because like I said, we're all here for inspiration. We're here for motivation. But most importantly, life application, so we can be our best selves. So friends, connect with us on all of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, SYS Podcast 1, or use the hashtag SYSP. We want to hear from you. Now we're going to transition into the What Are You Listening To segment this week. This week, I tuned into a few different podcasts, and one of the ones, after I was watching a Dr. Eric Thomas interview with this gentleman by the name of Ed Milet. So I watched that interview and I was like, man, this is a really good interview. I really enjoyed the setup of it because Ed Milet interviews individuals at his home, at the comfort of his own home, from what I've taken and from what I've heard thus far. And I said, man, that's pretty neat. That's a cool concept. And just hearing Dr. Eric Thomas share his story and hearing Ed Milet be motivated by hearing E.T.'s story, I was like, man, that's dope. So then I looked him up and it's the Ed Milet Show. And heard one of his podcasts, and he was really just dropping some gems. So I would encourage you to look into the Ed Milet Show. I heard the one with him interviewing Marshall Faulk and just hearing about what leadership looks like, and also just taking the time to pick his brain and see how he thinks differently from other people. He began to talk about his work ethic, and he also began to talk about why he was so driven and how he remained so humble. Next, I listened to the Optimal Life podcast. They have a few different ones. They have Optimal Life Finance, Optimal Life Podcast, the best episodes, like 1 to 300 and a couple other ones. But I listen to the Optimal Life Podcast, and this is the one where they find an article and they read the article for that episode of the podcast. It was pretty good. I began to listen and learn about business and listen to how individuals were shaking up the culture and being able to make a high amount of revenue just based off implementing ideas that they knew. So that was a really good one. And then lastly, the Quote of the Day Show by Sean Craxton. And this individual here always plays a quote from a speaker or from an author or from an individual. And then he proceeds to unpack the clip a little bit. He plays probably about maybe 2 to 3 minutes of their presentation typically. And then from there, he just unpacks it just a little bit more so we get a better understanding of what they're saying and what his thoughts are. And kudos to him. He just reached 5 million downloads on his podcast. I heard that. I was floored. Okay. But kudos to him, man. He's definitely doing something right. He definitely has an amazing podcast because I began to binge listen, and I was listening to one that he did with Tony Robbins. I was listening to one that he had with Les Brown. I was just listening to all of them, man, because they're short, bite-sized, and nosy. And that wraps up our What Are You Listening To segment. Now we're going to go ahead and transition. And now we're going to get into the winner's circle of the week. And this is my favorite segment. You all know this is my favorite part of the show. Today, we're going to introduce an individual. If you're around Dallas, he needs no introduction, I would say. This man he's Mr. Millennial. He goes by the name of Grant Skelton. He's the founder of the Initiative Network in Dallas, Texas, which is a missional millennial network in Dallas, Texas. And let's give it up really quick for Grant Skelton. Give it up for Grant Skelton. So we're going to go ahead and just read a little bit about Grant. In response to millennials being labeled as noncommittal, cynical, entitled, slacktivists, Grant Skelton started Initiative Network in order to shift the culture of Dallas by training millennials to be Christ-loving, city-changing, church-investing, disciple-making, local missionaries. Initiative has impacted thousands of young leaders from over 540 churches across the Metroplex. Grant has traveled across the globe, speaking to over 33,670 pastors, parents, and business leaders on the topic of engaging and empowering millennials. Grant serves on the advisory board for Harvest America in Dallas and Movement Day Greater Dallas. He also serves on the preaching team at Mercy Street Church, a multicultural urban church plant in West Dallas, where the head pastor is Pastor Jerry Wagner, and he is the man. So, friends, without further ado, can we give it up one more time for Mr. Grant Skelton? If you'd like to connect with Grant, I would encourage you to go to his Instagram, Instagram.com/Grant Skelton. Same handle on Twitter, Twitter.com/Grant Skelton. Or if you'd like to find out more information about the Initiative Network, go to initiativenetwork.org. They're doing great things in Dallas. They're doing great things in Denton. They're doing great things in Fort Worth. And there are many people that you can identify around this area who are a part of Initiative Network because they're focused, they're driven, they have hearts of service, and they love people well. They love people extremely well. So I would encourage you to take time and look up the Initiative Network and definitely follow Grant Skeldon because he's doing amazing things. Because of him, I would say that he has also encouraged me in my voice through the Vox program, which Initiative Network offered, and that helped me really get involved in the speaking and being comfortable with tailoring my story. So I thank you, Grant. Thank you, Initiative Network. And now we're going to go ahead and get into the quote of the week. This quote of the week comes from Mr. Tony Robbins. And the quote of the week reads, "The point in which change happens, it's a decision." And I think that's really good because oftentimes we feel that we can't change immediately. We say, well, no, I have to get this right, but I have to do this first. But no, I can't get my mental health right because I got to do this first. But wait a minute, I can't get married because I got to do this first. But no, I can't start a business because I have to do this first. Friends, I want to let you know that when you make the decision in your life to live a better life, when you make the decision to now do something different, you are the architect of your own life. You have the blueprint in hand. And in order for that building, for that structure, for that home to be built, you just have to put forth the action that's required of yourself. I'm going to do an episode on that because that's good. So I want to encourage you this week. Remember that you're the architect of your life. And when you write out the blueprint, yes, architects sketch out the blueprint in pencil first. And after they sketch it in pencil, they have an eraser just in case they need to make an amendment. They need to make a change. They need to erase something. That's fine. It's okay to erase some things that's happened in your life. It's okay to sometimes backtrack so you can come back stronger moving forward. So be encouraged this week and don't allow anybody to take that from you. You have the pen in your hand. You have the pencil, and then you put the pen to work once you make a decision and you make a choice for better in your life. Now we're going to go ahead and close out. As we said before, connect with Grant. Also, we're going to have all our links down in the show notes for Grant, as well as for the Speak Your Success podcast, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, we're going to have my personal links. You can find more information about me on JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. Or if you would like to connect with me on social media, Jonathan Jones Speaks on Instagram and Jonathan J Speaks on Twitter. But friends, we're glad that you decided to join us as we wrap up our first series, this mental health awareness series. We're really excited about this one. I feel like we added a lot of value here, got a lot of good feedback from different individuals. But if your feedback was not read, or if you weren't the Apple review of the week, I would encourage you to hop on Apple and leave that review, because we love calling you out. We love celebrating our listeners because you all make this podcast. It's not about me. It's not about Jonathan. It's about you all, because you all add value and you all ultimately are the reason why we're here. So friends, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Say it with me, only if you believe it. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?